Bridge, a famous British monument, was moved piece by piece from London to be rebuilt in Arizona, USA. I'll be back in a moment with the amazing story about a monument that was moved without permission. Hello, this is Joe Cruz on the Amazing Facts broadcast, Facts Which Affect You. You know, people who live in the Washington, D.C. area generally find great pleasure in taking their friends and relatives who are visiting for a sightseeing tour of the nation's capital. Always high on the list of things to see are the series of monuments and memorials, such as the Washington Monument and the Lincoln and Jefferson Memorials. Can you imagine the confusion, though, if one day, as people walk up to the towering Washington Monument, they see a sign on it that says Lincoln Monument or Jefferson Monument? They would demand to know what happened, and they wouldn't take a simple, "it was changed," for an answer. They'd want to know when and by whom, and they'd demand to see an official act of Congress making the change. Nothing else would suffice. So it is with the Sabbath that we've been discussing for the last three broadcasts. Some people claim that it has been changed to Sunday, but we have a right to demand to see where and when the change was made. And if the change was made by any less than Jesus himself, or at least by his immediate followers, the New Testament Bible writers, we would rightly consider it invalid. So what does the Bible say about Sunday, the first day of the week, friends? Is there any spiritual significance attached to it in God's Word? Let's see. We discussed on our last broadcast that Christ's example from the beginning to the end of his ministry was a Sabbath-keeping example. As we would walk down the street there in Nazareth on a Friday afternoon, we would have seen Jesus and Joseph scurrying about the carpenter shop, putting things in order, and then closing the door as the sun sank low in the west. For Christ's example was a Sabbath-keeping example. We read that in Luke 4:16 that Jesus, as his manner was, went into the synagogue on the Sabbath to read and to preach. We discovered a couple of other things that I want us to review for just a moment before we launch into our study today. We discovered, first of all, that the Sabbath was given to man, not just to the Jews, but to man, way back there in the Garden of Eden, because it was a part of creation week. While we believe that God is the creator, we discovered it was Jesus Christ who was the active agent of creation. Then we read from the Ten Commandments and discovered that the very commandment that man forgot is the one that God said to remember. We discovered also that the Ten Commandments is the only part of the Bible written by God's own finger. Now, the dilemma that we face is that with the counsel of Scripture so crystal clear that we could not misunderstand, why is it that we have two camps in the Christian world? One that believes the first day of the week is a day that Christians ought to observe, and the other that believes the seventh day is a Sabbath of the Christians, even in this post-resurrection time. How can we know what is right? We've already discovered that we're not concerned with what any church teaches. We're only concerned about the Word of God and what it says. That's our final authority, friends. That's the only place we can turn for help and for security and for a foundation for our faith. We must have a thus saith the Lord, and it is written for every practice in our Christian experience. The first day of the week as a day of worship has been quite widely accepted in the Christian world, as you know. But the question that confronts us is this: why? Surely there must be a reason. Why is it that the majority of Christians admittedly observe a day other than the seventh day of the week? If we're going to call ourselves Christians, then it goes without saying that we're going to take as authority for our belief the Word of God. If that's true, then it's only logical to conclude that we must find a Bible reason for setting aside a day that's so plainly spoken of in the Scripture. And so the thing we want to do is to examine for just a few moments the basis on which Sunday finds its way into the Christian church. We're going to examine what the Bible has to say about the first day of the week. Now, we'll not find the word Sunday there, since, with the exception of Sabbath and the preparation, the Bible uses only numbers to designate the days of the week. We need to start back in the book of beginnings. We're going to see if we can discover the foundation upon which Sunday observance rests. Our first pillar is Genesis 1:5. And this, of course, is the account of creation week. Notice carefully. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Now notice, friends, it says nothing here about the day being holy or sacred. It says nothing about it other than listing it in the creation narrative. It does tell us one important thing, and that is that the evening and the morning were the first day. You see, the Bible says day begins at evening or at sundown. As we go on through Genesis 1, we discover that the evening and the morning were the second day, and so on. The Bible begins at sunset. The Bible day, rather, begins at sunset. We have not discovered anything here that would give us any mention of the first day of the week as a day of worship, or any other day for that matter. So let's turn now to the texts that are in the New Testament concerning the life of our Lord that mention the first day of the week. We have come to the experience of our Lord to see just what the New Testament tells us about the first day of the week, because we must have a thus saith the Lord for this Christian practice. Now look at Matthew 28:1-2. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. Now, friends, you'll recognize this immediately as the account of the crucifixion, the resurrection weekend of our Lord. This is simply Matthew's account of the events that took place. And here again, this text does not tell us much, but notice it does say, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week. You see, it makes a distinction between the Sabbath and the first day of the week. A lot of people think that they are the same thing, that Sunday is really the Sabbath. But the Bible says, no, the Sabbath was ending when the first day was beginning. So this is the very first mention of the first day of the week in the New Testament, but it doesn't give us much help. All right, let's go on. We go now to the Gospel according to Mark. And you'll find these next few references are parallel accounts of this same crucifixion resurrection weekend. Mark 16:1-2 says, And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. All right, now, this doesn't tell us much, just a simple narrating of the events. Notice now in verse 9 in this same chapter, that's Mark 16:9, Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. But friends, here again we have just a historical statement, nothing setting one day apart above another, simply telling us that this was the day on which Jesus arose from the grave. Now, to the next gospel account, Luke 23:24. Let's begin with Luke 23:54-56. That day was the preparation, and the Sabbath drew on. Now, let's pause a moment here, friends. This was the day on which Jesus was crucified, the sixth day of the week, or the day we commonly call Friday, and the Christian world, of course, calls it Good Friday. All right, I read on now. That day was the preparation, and the Sabbath drew on. And the women also, which came with him from Galilee, followed after, and beheld the sepulchre, and how his body was laid. And they returned, and prepared spices and ointments, and rested the Sabbath day, according to the commandment. Now our text, Luke 24:1, goes on to say, now this is the very next verse, Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them, and they found the stone rolled away. Now here again, we find nothing about the first day of the week being sacred. Notice this is the Sabbath when Jesus was in the tomb. It would seem logical that if ever there was an excuse for the disciples to treat a bit lightly the seventh day of the week, they would have had an excuse here. Christ had been crucified. He was now in the tomb. His body needed to be prepared for burial. Apparently, they were still concerned about Sabbath observance, because as the Sabbath drew on, they returned to their homes, and it says, quote, rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment. They rested after the death of our Lord. Now, we've discovered nothing there about the first day of the week being holy, but we have found that they continued to keep the Sabbath day holy, the seventh day. But now, Let's go to John's account. This is the last of the gospel narratives. John 20, verse 1 says, "The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre." Now, notice nothing here helps us either, but just across the page we find another text, verse 19. Notice, please, what it says. "Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, Peace be unto you." Now here is a record of a first day of the week meeting in the New Testament, after the resurrection of our Lord. There's no question about it, but I'd like to ask you a question, friends. Were the disciples here in honor of the resurrected Lord? Well, you say, absolutely, it says so right in that verse. "The same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled in honor of the resurrection." Oh, no, friends, it doesn't say that at all. It says where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews. Were they celebrating the resurrection here? Absolutely not. Why, they didn't even believe that Christ had risen from the dead. They weren't setting aside this new day of worship. They weren't meeting in honor of the resurrection. They weren't meeting in honor of anything. They were scared to death. That's what it says. Their master had just been crucified. They didn't know but that as his followers, the same fate might befall them. So they were meeting in that upper room not in honor of the resurrection, but for fear of the Jews. They were talking over their plight. Where do we go from here? What happens now? And as we read on in the chapter, we notice that Jesus came and spoke to them and convinced them that he had risen from the grave. And they were startled. They thought they had seen a ghost because they had not yet believed that Jesus was risen from the grave. So we certainly cannot discover from this text that this had anything to do with Sunday sacredness or with anybody at all keeping the day holy. Now, there are just two more texts that mention the first day of the week, friends. But we're not going to have time to consider them today because our time has just about run out on us. And we're going to have to leave the final two texts in the New Testament to consider in our next broadcast. But I do want you to have the information on these first day texts, friends. And we'll send it to you free if you just request it. In fact, I've written a little book which covers all of the material that I've shared with you today and what I'll also be sharing in the next broadcast. And that book is entitled, "Is Sunday Really Sacred?" Now, what it does in the booklet, friends, is to give every single text in the Bible that mentions the first day of the week. Now, by doing this exhaustive study, if there is any biblical authority for keeping Sunday holy, we would have to find it. So that little book entitled, "Is Sunday Really Sacred?" It's free for the asking if you'd like to write. Now this book, as I say, will give all the Bible text mentioning the first day of the week. And if you haven't written yet for our information folder G, entitled "Don't Be Fooled," ask for it also, because it deals with this subject of the Sabbath as well. That you want to ask for. You want to ask for the book, "Is Sunday Really Sacred?" And then you'll want to ask for information folder G, entitled "Don't Be Fooled." Both of these are on the subject of the Sabbath. Please remember to give the call letters of the station when you write. And now, this is Joe Cruz saying goodbye for today.